981 2NM Monday morning, we talk television with Irina. She joins us as always. How are you this morning, my love?
I am fabulous. I've got a couple of ho-hum shows for you to while away the winter.
All right. So the theme today is All Too Familiar, and we start with Tell Me Your Secrets.
Yeah, so the theme came about because, you know, these algorithms of these streaming services, you know, they say, well, if you've watched this and you've liked that, then you'll like this.
Yes.
And so these two shows, Tell Me Your Secrets and Zoo, popped up because of other things I've watched or we've watched as a family. Tell Me Your Secrets is on Prime, and it's basically if you like Big Little Lies, Little Fires Everywhere, any of these sort of shows where women have secrets and they're just trying to live a normal suburban life. And so it's a thriller. There's a little bit of violence, but not much. There's kind of like suspense. And so this is what Tell Me Your Secrets is. If you like those shows, you will like this show. The premise is there's a woman in the community that was in prison. She's now done her time. They've given her a new identity. And, you know, slowly it's revealed what she was part of. At the same time, Amy Brenneman, who is in Judging Amy, and she was in The Leftovers. You know, she's a great actress. And she's a mother whose daughter was murdered, potentially, by this woman who is in witness protection. So, look, you know, it's a thriller, it's a suspense, it's women behaving badly, pretending not to be. If that's your gig, enjoy.
All right, check that one out. Now, the other one is Zoo. This one's actually been around for a little while, hasn't it?
Yes, and my Netflix algorithm said it to me because we just watched Sweet Tooth, which is about a kind of sort of science apocalypse and there's some animals and whatnot. So all of a sudden we get Zoo. The funny thing about Zoo is when you know all these actors, like James Woke was in Mad Men, he's been in a ton of other stuff, and like Billy Burke, who has been actually in a ton of stuff, he's been in Gilmore Girls, he's been in Twilight, he's been in like a whole, like a lot of the actors look familiar. So the premise of this is like so many other shows, some kind of weird virus released into the community by a corporation that's very sneaky and dodgy, and somehow this random cast of misfit characters get together with this weirdly necessary skill set that together is exactly what they need to solve the issue of this weird scientific catastrophe that's about to destroy the world. And that's what I mean. It's so much like so many other shows we've seen. Look, it's not bad. It's not great. You can just chew through it like a bag of fantails. You know, it's a bit sweet, but it's still a bit enjoyable. It feels familiar. And the acting is, honestly, a bit funny. They, like, for instance, you know, one of the characters says he's from Africa, which we know is a continent and not a country.
Yeah.
So every time he says he's an African, my whole family starts to laugh because it's so unspecific and cliche.
So I'm a European sort of thing.
Exactly. You know, and you know, it's all the things that you'd expect, but, you know, the production values are okay. The CGI is pretty funny. And the best part of it is the virus affects animals, and animals start attacking people randomly all over the world. And those scenes are really funny because you can tell that it's a CGI pack of birds attacking some woman. Pretty funny.
All right. I like the sound of that one. And it must have a resolution because I'm seeing here it three seasons and it finished in 2017. So they must have come to an end at some point.
I haven't got that far. We're just sort of taking our time. But I think it just popped up on Netflix because it's not something I'd noticed before.
Yeah, it popped up in my trailers for Netflix the other day. Obviously, they're trying to give it a bit of a push.
Look, if you're not feeling well and you've got a couple of days at home sick and you just want to spend a little time with TV and not think too hard and let the story take you, then definitely Zoo is for you.
That sounds like it. All right, and of course, join us next Monday when we talk more television. Irina, as always, thank you, my love.
See you then.